Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has found a record he says he'd almost rather play than talk about. It's volume one in a series called Keyboard Wizards of the Gershwin Era and features selections by a pianist named Pauline Alpert. Here's Lloyd's review.
One of my favorite street corners in 20th century music is the intersection of high art and pop culture, as in the music of George Gershwin, especially Gershwin playing his own complex arrangements of his tunes. Record producer Artis Woodhouse had a big hit a couple of years ago with a recording of Gershwin piano rolls, and last year she produced a second album with Gershwin playing pop tunes by other composers. Her latest project is a series that features other pianists of the period, musicians whose names, Zez Confrey, Billy Mayerl, Roy Bargy, Frank Banta, are not as familiar as Gershwin, though Bargy made a famous recording of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. For want of a better term, or maybe a worse, they're known as novelty pianists, because of the wit and playfulness of their arrangements. No one could make these complicated riffs sound so effortless without considerable classical training, and although what they play is as carefully written out as a Beethoven sonata, the jazz influence makes everything sound as if it's being improvised on the spot. The first album in the new series is devoted to recordings made some 50 years ago by Pauline Alpert, the first lady of the keyboard. That was The Glowworm, that old chestnut written by Paul Link around 1920. You might remember from I Love Lucy reruns that it's the only tune Lucy Ricardo can still remember, barely, from her high school saxophone lessons. She certainly couldn't keep up with Pauline Alpert's teasing syncopations. There are 27 selections on the disc, and they originate from a wide variety of sources. There are show tunes by Gershwin, Rodgers and Hart, Vincent Humans, Harold Arlen, and Irving Berlin. And songs from the movies, ranging from Whistle While You Work to The Continental. There are standards like Sweet Sue, which turned up on another Lucy episode, patriotic medleys, and novelty numbers like Raymond Scott's Toy Trumpet. Some of my favorites are Alpert's arrangements of classical or semi-classical pieces, like Rimsky-Korsakov's Song of India, which includes a quotation from Scheherazade, and Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody. Thank you. episodic nature of these arrangements has a lot in common with film scoring. In some way, the limitation of these selections is that although the technical virtuosity is full of surprises, down to deliberately missed notes, the pieces all sound essentially the same. Yet the jokes are funny, and the underlying rhythmic drive is irresistible. The hardest part about doing this review is choosing which of the 27 pieces on the album I want you to hear most. I want to hear all of them, and that's why I keep listening to this album over and over. Addictions, after all, don't come from a desire for change, but from a need to keep repeating one's pleasures.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He reviewed Volume 1 of Keyboard Wizards of the Gershwin Era, featuring pianist Pauline Alpert, on the Pearl label.